challenge, and we're going to be doing this until the Easter, if I can get it right. Prayer, how I see, all right? We're going to be praying this week about how I see things. And I'll explain that a little bit more. Before we get going, I thought, let's start with prayer. I need to pray this morning. Just to let you know, I am tired. I have not felt good since Thursday. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just praying that I can get through this, you know, and just not sound logical for you, all right? That's what I'm nervous about this morning. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this church. Thank you for all that you've provided. Lord, this morning I pray through it all that we hear your voice. That we understand the message that you are giving. Yes. I pray that you put us to the side, put me to the side, and that you stand here with the voice that's speaking. I pray this morning that your message is one of hope for people. Yes. I pray this message, Lord, is used by you in a way that will transform lives. May you be glorified this morning. Amen. I'm going to be reading out of Psalms 139. That's your only slide today. Yeah, I wasn't feeling good this week, so we didn't get many slides. So I'm sorry if you're online expecting slides. I'm going to make you read your own Bible today. And if you don't have one and you have a smartphone, you can download YouVersion Bible. Guess what? It's on there. Psalms 139 is where I'm going to start. All right. Before I read that, actually, I'll go ahead and read the scripture, the main scripture. It's 139, 23 through 24. It says this: Search me, God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. All right. Before I go on my sermon, anybody ever see that on a coffee cup? Like that's one, or in the house, or it's a placard. Like it's a famous verse, right? My question is, do we mean it? Do we mean it when we say these things? Search me, God, and know my heart. If I were to take a poll and ask you, everybody in here, of who really knows you in your life? I mean, really knows you. The stuff that you hide, the stuff that you don't want people to know, the good and the bad and the ugly, right? Everything. Would it be 100 people? Any raising the hands above 100 that know you? How about 50? Would you think about 50 people know you? Ooh, all right. Nobody, all right. Getting blank stares. How about 10? You think 10? I got one. All right, you win. 10, all right. You think 10 people know everything about you? How about 5? One? One? All right, get more. All right. Now those who are married, you're like, oh, yeah. You know, there's part of me that even says, she doesn't know everything. Right? I think the guys are thinking that. I don't know. He keeps you out of trouble. Right? I love you. Not going to talk about you this morning. All right? But it shows you why, right there, why don't we let people know us? I think there's honestly a big longing in our heart to be known. At the same time, a huge fear of being known. Right? Known brings freedom. Once you know everything about me, yes, it's out there. It can be used. It's done. It's freeing. But once it's out there, it can be used. And abused, right? It's scary. But we are designed to have that kind of relationship with each other and with God, right? This is what I'm going to ask, is that we think about this verse, right? Search me, God, know my heart, test me, know my anxious thoughts, see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me the way to everlasting. Okay, this last week, I was in Gatlinburg in Pigeon Forge. All right, it was a lot of fun. It is, if you've ever been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. It is like, it's like Disneyland without Mickey up in the hill. It's hillbilly land, right? It's a lot of fun. It's just shop after shop after shop of crazy fun excitement and sugar is what it feels like, right? I mean, for 3 days straight, I ate amazingly horrible. Loved it. Just loved it. I mean, I went to one of the places. It was two places, I think, right? That was all you can eat, right? Yeah. Yeah. I felt like I had to be rolled out both those days, all right? One was Hillbilly Land, or Hatfield McCoy's, right? Got to see why people hate each other. Love it, right? But I just ate and ate and ate and ate and felt good. You know what other things that I like to do when I'm in these kind of settings? People watch. Anybody else like to people watch? You know what comes with people watching? Ha! I know them. Like, you can immediately see something and go, I can tell who they are. You could probably even go, oh, I want to hang out with them. Or it's even easier to go, yeah, we would never hang out. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Right? Is it just me? You guys feel that way? You guys have that? Right? I think it's part of who we are. It comes natural for us. I saw a couple, and we actually did some exercise. We did a 5-mile hike. I needed it after eating so bad, right? It had some hills. We had a nice falls with it, and we were driving out of this park, and we stopped, and Michelle was wanting to get a souvenir, and it was closed. She didn't get her souvenir. The rest of us got our souvenirs except for Michelle, which she was probably the most excited about getting a souvenir, right? It's just how it goes. As we're sitting there, and the ladies are going into the store that happened to be closed, I heard a couple walk by, right? And the lady, the couple, she was not having a good day. She was tired of people. And she had some words about those people, right? She got tired of all the people that are coming to Gatlinburg and walking these trails and being rude. And these were not the words that she was using, but I'm going to make it church safe, all right? And me and Jackson just sat there and we kind of heard it, and Jackson was like, Jackson doesn't have a whisper, and he goes, oh, she seems mad. I'm like, oh, no. She's going to come over and get us. She's from New York. Saw her license plate, right? My first thought when I heard her, and I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry for him. Because he was just walking. He was like, yeah, sorry. You know, but it's easy to play that game where we think we know people by one interaction. By one little statement. We don't know what that day was for her. We don't know what she was going through. Right? We don't know her story. And this is where, when we take, for instance, this scripture from Psalms, and we ask it for ourselves, and you have David in this moment asking, right? You have David singing this song, and he is in a moment in his life where everybody's coming after him. Life is not fun. And he's being accused of things that are false. It's not easy. And he says, search me. Know my heart. Take care of my anxious thoughts. Know any offensive way in me. Imagine we pray this in a way with God to know us fully. To a point where we see at the beginning of the Psalms, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I first sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is so wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. This is before the verse where he says, search me. He knows God has searched him. But he's inviting God to continue to search his heart, to change who he is, to mend what needs to be mended. Because reality is there. In between this is these things, these words. All right? If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me, who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. You adversaries misuse your name. I do not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are rebelling against you. I have nothing but hatred for them. Sounds like a happy guy. You hear it? Like he's frustrated. You've been there, like the lady, like she was just tired of people probably walking in front of her, slowing up, being rude, probably even throwing trash on the ground. I don't know, not keeping the park nice. Who knows what ruined her day, right? But it was ruined. And it was interactions with other people. Anybody have those days where people have ruined your day? Yeah. Wow. All right, front row. Stay back from them, right? How do you usually respond when they ruin your day? God bless you. That is very nice, right? And I feel like that's probably really true from you, right? I think other people would say, God bless you, right? Because I'm about to. Imagine we live this prayer out the way David lived this prayer out. Search me, God, know my heart. Right there, we're asking him to change how I see myself and how I see others. Right there. Because when we allow God to search our heart, it's not just something that he gets to come in and go, oh, there's this, there's this, there's this. He comes in and mends it. He heals it. He transforms it. There's another part in Psalms 39. I mean, it's just so much full of meat here. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn in the settle afar side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Yes. Your right hand will hold me fast. Yes. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is light to you. Yes. Think about that. God has no darkness to him. When he enters your heart, there's nothing dark about God when he enters your heart. He has no ill intent when you pray this. He has no ill intent when he steps in. His desire is to love you, to warm you, amen, to heal you,
amen,
redeem you.
Yes, thank you, God.
Guess what that does to how you see yourself and others? You see them the same way as God sees you. Does it happen all the time? Does it happen every day? Do you have to continually pray this? Yes. I'm going to tell you right now, yes. This has to be something that is daily. That has to be something that you have to continue in your action, any kind of interaction with people. Guess what? There's going to be a moment you're like, okay, they're not from God. I swear, they're horrible people, right? But the moment you pray it, it changes your whole perspective of those people. You see them the same way God sees you, because guess what? You are in the same boat as those people. There have been moments that you have said things and done things that I guarantee that you don't want to be nailed down to who you are for the rest of your life. Am I right? There are plenty of moments in my life that I look back and I go, I hope everybody forgets that. I know Michelle won't. Michelle's my wife, just to let you know. If those who are new here, love her very much. I've joked with her a couple times that when she does get something wrong, I actually put it on my phone calendar. So I can go back and, like, she goes, when did I do something wrong? And I have to go back. And I'm like, now it takes a couple years, all right? But no, really, the reality is this. To be fully known by God is scary. But in reality, it is what we long for. It is what we long for. The prayer challenge this week is this, and it's a very simple sermon. Is to pray this prayer. To underline this in your scripture. It's Psalms 139, 23 through 24, and it's not something that we put in our house as a placard. It is not something on a coffee cup. It is so real and so scary when we pray this. Because we are opening our lives up to an opportunity to be transformed. We're opening God to allow to come in and say, okay, this area of life is not healthy. It's not right. You need to let it go. You need to change. You need to redeem. You need to repent. You need to move from that area. It's praying this, search me, God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the everlasting way. Man, that's all about redemption. The moment we pray that, and we're genuinely praying that, God will start to reveal the things in your life that you need to change. He will immediately show you and reveal to you how you treat others. This is no, like, easy prayer. Church, if we want to be a church that's on fire for God, this is our prayer that we need to start with. This needs to be where we get motivation to go, okay, and how I see people and how I see God and how I see myself is based through what God is transforming. Because I've allowed him to move in me. I've allowed him to take full residence of this heart. And now he is my guide and my leader of all things. This is the challenge. To allow God to search you this week. Are you willing to do it? It's a scary thing. But that's what we're called to do. David was in a life that was scary. People were after him. People were saying things horrible about him at this time. You read Psalms, I mean, he was just a roller coaster of emotions. Right? But he knew at the end of this, God had already searched him. God, I mean, he listed all the things that God had done, but he had to ask still, because that's who our God is. He wants to be invited in. He doesn't want to be intrusive in your life. He wants to be invited and welcomed into your life. That's also amazing about our God, is that he doesn't force his way into your life. He's patiently waiting outside, knocking, waiting for you to answer and say, yes, please come in. Search me. This week, are you going to do that? That's up to you. But church, I'm going to tell you, growth isn't going to come, spiritual growth isn't necessarily going to come from amazing Bible studies, which I love. Bible studies are great. Sunday schools are great. Sunday mornings are great. But the biggest spiritual growth that you'll ever have is personal time with God, that he sits down and you say, yes, search me, move in me. That is the biggest spiritual growth in your life. Guarantee it. Your challenge this week is to pray that prayer. Psalms 139, 23 through 24. All right? Stand with me. Let's pray. Generally, Father, thank you for this morning. Lord, I pray that you search our hearts this morning. I pray that we're excited for the possibilities of growing closer to you this week. I pray that your scripture resides in our heart. I pray that we live out the call that you've put on our heart. And I pray that the way we see people is through your eyes, not our own eyes, Lord. I pray that you continue to move, that we see amazing things happen this week, that we're excited to step out of these walls and be a part of your ministry. We're excited to be the opportunity to share your gospel. We're excited to just live life with you. Lord, I pray that we don't live by fear. I pray that we long to be known by you. May you search our heart this week. We do this in your name. Amen. Church, you're dismissed.